Now to the Middle East, where Israel has begun to cut back on vital fuel shipments to the Gaza Strip. It's doing that because of near daily rocket fire from Palestinian militants into Israeli towns on the border. The UN has denounced the rocket attacks, but it's also warned Israel against punishing ordinary Gazans who are slipping deeper into poverty and isolation. NPR's Eric Westervelt has one man's story.
Salahuddin al-Sultan's family grocery store occupies prime retail space, as prime as you can get, really, in the battered Gaza Strip. It sits at a junction of a main thoroughfare in the town of Beit Hanoun. It's near a school and a densely packed neighborhood. The store once thrived, but these days you can chart the economic decline of Gaza in the way Sultan has had to sell off his store and home, piece by piece, over the last 2 years.
This is supposed to be a market with meat and everything. But as you can see, we have almost nothing available. Customers ask for rice, oil, beef. I have nothing.
About all that's left on his shelves, some eggs, a jar each of instant coffee and creamer, a few cans of a semi-mysterious processed meat product from Brazil, and old boxes of chocolate-covered wafers. His shelves aren't just bare. He's had to sell off some of the metal shelves themselves, and he's had to sell two of the store's refrigerators. Since the militant Islamist group Hamas took over Gaza by force in mid-June, Israel has tightened its crossing points into the territory. Almost nothing is getting exported, and only limited humanitarian food and medical supplies are coming in. Rocket fire into Israel has continued, and now Israel is further tightening the screws.
Things were bad before, but it got much worse after Hamas won the elections, and even worse after they took over all of Gaza.
Unemployment continues to soar here. Many government workers still get only partial salaries. That means Sultan's customers are trying to live on ever-shrinking lines of credit. Israeli banks have cut off all business ties to Gaza after the government declared Gaza a hostile entity. All of this has sparked a cash flow crisis in Gaza that has crippled small businessmen like 39-year-old Salahuddin al-Sultan. He flips through a book of receipts showing customers owe him more than 15,000 Israeli shekels, or nearly $4,000.
People owe me money, but they can't pay me back. And traders are asking me for their money back, and I can't pay them, so I'm trapped in the middle.
It's not just his store that's been denuded. Move upstairs to his apartment. The rooms are all but deserted. The family of five has had to get rid of almost everything to buy food and pay for utilities. A few plastic chairs, floor cushions, and a small TV are all that's left of his once comfortable three-bedroom flat.
All this was filled with very nice furniture. But as you can see now, it's empty. Nothing here at all.
Like many Gaza families, Sultan has had to part with all of his wife's gold jewelry, traditionally a mainstay dowry and the foundation of a family's savings here. The hardest cut, though, Sultan says, was when he and his wife decided to sell his gold wedding ring.
It was more difficult for me than selling all this shop, but my wife insisted. She said, "You have no other choice. You have to sell it."
Beit Hanoun remains a favorite launching area for militants who fire homemade Qassam rockets into Israel. And because of the rocket fire, the town is a regular target of Israeli airstrikes and commando raids, including one yesterday. A child steering a wooden cart pulled by a donkey ambles by Sultan's shop. The kid is selling potatoes and onions from a few forlorn boxes. He's trotting past a refilled crater where an Israeli bomb struck last year just 30 yards from Sultan's shop, smashing his windows. "This is our life," Sultan says, and shuffles back into what's left of his grocery store. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Beit Hanoun, Gaza.